On this edition of the Arts Page, Father Holong presents Moses for the second time. Stay tuned. Father Richard Holong and friends will once again stage Moses, the theatrical piece that allowed many Jamaicans to witness the parting of the Red Sea on stage for the first time. This new production, worlds apart from the initial release in 2002, promises to be dynamic, thrilling, and awe-inspiring, filled with special effects and other surprises. The Arts Page caught up with playwright and Catholic priest, the Very Reverend Father Richard Holong, to find out what sets this play apart from his others to merit a remount.
There are traces of the old script, but, you know, I always wanted to bring about something new because I felt the plot wasn't strong enough, wasn't clean enough, that the music wasn't as inventive as I would like it to be. There are scenes that I felt could be much more glorious, such as when Moses strikes the rock and the water flows forth.
And what makes the quality of this show, directed by Alwyn Bulley and Gregory Thames, better than the first?
I would say certainly the music. There's a lot more dancehall rhythms in it. The poetry, I think, is different, and the exploration of Moses' character as someone who became full of hubris, pride.
The writer also takes certain liberties as it relates to character portrayal. The Moses character on stage may be more than the Moses read about in the Bible. Father Holong says he does this to paint a contrast or to further explain the motives of one of his characters.
When you're writing, what you have to do is dramatize. You've got to give a character a very sharp focus upon both their virtues and their weaknesses. And when you do that, you have to find techniques with which you bring out that character in dialogue, and you take poetic license.
The writing process this time round, Holong says, was less taxing than the first.
The first time it really was difficult because the story of Moses is scattered throughout the Bible. But that might have taken maybe a month or two of very, very serious concentration. The music tends to come very, very quickly, but the actual storyline, the plot, takes a long time. The second time it has taken much less time. It has maybe taken about 2 weeks. Because, you know, right through the times, I would have had the story infiltrating in my mind and saying, okay, you know, here's the cause, here's the effect, here's the transition, here's the music. I knew what I wanted to do before I actually started writing again. And so it was really rather quick, the second one.
Or sung in these lands.
Much more to look forward to, and if you saw the first Moses musical, the second, Father Holong promises, will be even better. Moses happens from September 24 to 25 and on August 1 and 2. On Saturdays, showtime is at 7 p.m. and on Sundays, 2 p.m. and again at 6:30 p.m. All shows take place at the National Arena in Kingston. Call 948-6173-585-2263. Or 806-1222 for tickets and more information. Special school shows take place on September 22, 23, 28, 29, and 30. Major sponsors include Bigger, Water, and Kingston Wharves Limited. All proceeds are in aid of the work of Missionaries of the Poor.
It is a new script. The songs are different, and the costumes are brand new, and some of the special effects, I think, will amaze people.
Before we go, remember the National Gallery is inviting submissions for the juried section of its upcoming Jamaica Biennial, to be held February 26 to May 28 next year. The new deadline for submissions is December 12. Email info at natgalja.org.jm or call 922-1561 for more details. And that's all we have time for this week. Join us again next time. Until then, I am Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.